Good morning. And we are Malachas of Mafshit, Malach, and Ma'abed. And we are starting Siman Zayin. We said, just like we said, you cannot make a salting solution. A person cannot actually salt items. The Chayyim is going to differentiate between items which the derech was to salt them, to change them. For example, so radishes and the onions, feel the turquoise, the suda, even for that meal. So you're doing it for an hour from now when that course is being served. That's also the hobby, kima'abed, that's like ma'abed. You plan to use it in a few minutes. It looks like ma'abed because it's a large amount at one time. Pshita, the ugarkas, chayin, for sure, cucumbers, that's true. What can you do? You can eat one, you can add salt and eat it immediately, one at a time. So a person can add salt and eat it. Now the Chayyim uses a lot of pouring salt or versus dipping. Just that's something that was the derech was if you're just doing one at a time, you wouldn't take the salt out and start sprinkling it. You just dip the item into the salt. You're using a few pieces at a time. You would put the pieces down and then shake out salt from the container onto the. Practically, the point is not versus sprinkling versus dipping. The main point is one versus many, or a short period of time versus a long period of time. But then the Chayyim points out that foods, which the derech is that you don't necessarily salt them to change them, abo beitzim, ubasar, bushel, you have cooked meat or you have eggs, shenem elch moyel lehem, salting doesn't really change them in any significant way. Mutal lachem lachem, your person can salt them to eat them even later in that meal. Boisa suda. So a person wants to salt them at the beginning of the meal, they have it ready to serve an hour from now, a later course that's going to be mutter. Many same items because salt doesn't make a significant difference to them. But even these things, but even the bayim and basar mevushel, adding salt to prepare it for a later meal, not this upcoming meal. So a person Shabbos morning is prepping for the upcoming meal, and they said, you know what, why not do some prepping for shalshudas as well? So they decide to take the eggs that they want to use for shalshudas, 11 o'clock in the morning, before the morning meal, and then salt them. So they're going to be sitting in salt for many hours. So that looks like, again, that looks like a form of ibud. So we asked that, even though we asked that. So we have three categories. We have something which is the derech is to salt it to change it. And then we have things where the derech is not salting doesn't really change it significantly. And in both those groups, there's going to be isurim. In the first group, there are two potential isurims. That's what we said three. There's salting it for later in the meal. There's salting a large amount at one time, which looks like you're doing it for later in the meal. It looks like you're doing it to process it. And then both those cases are going to be also. And then you have, by the third scenario we have Esther, is even foodstuffs which are, that salt does not make a significant difference, doing it for one meal for a later meal is going to be also according to the Chayyim. As Mishmur points out, that there are Mekilim, by that group, Bayim and Basar Mevushel, there are Mekilim which say that if, even if for a later meal it's going to be mutter, what's also is the person is doing it for after Shabbos. So a person, Shabbos morning, says, I'm having a Mama Malka, and I want to salt the eggs for the Mama Malka, so that's going to be also. Person by Shoshudis says, I'm having a Mama Malka, and I want to salt the eggs to have them ready for the Mama Malka, it's going to be also. But doing it in the morning, for the shalshudas, even though it's not the immediate upcoming meal, it's a later meal, that's still going to be mutter, according to that opinion. The Mishnah Berurah says a person can rely on that. B'makom Matzarich, a person can rely on that opinion. It's the opinion of Eliyahu Rabbah and the Gra. Have a good day.